67-year-old Walter Tunis stands in front of a wall at his Lexington apartment. Hundreds of albums neatly line shelves from the floor to the ceiling.
I will show you one of my favorites, though. My favorite Elton John album.
Tunis wrote his first concert review in 1980 as the Lexington Herald Leader's contributing music critic. At the time, he was a journalism student at the University of Kentucky.
All my work with the Herald Leader was freelance. And initially that was in a kind of different age for journalism when a lot of live arts performances were covered. That was sort of phased out as the years went on and we focused more on previewing shows.
Since that first concert with Don McLean in 1980 at the Singletary Center for the Arts, Tunis has seen and written about every major band or performer in Lexington.
U2, Springsteen several times. McCartney, a couple times. Prince, a couple times. Garth Brooks.
Tunis says his job was not as glamorous as many people might expect. He did not have a front row seat, and he usually did not go backstage after the concert. That's because Tunis had a deadline to meet each night. 46 years ago, Lexington had two newspapers, the Herald in the morning and the Afternoon Leader. Tunis's deadline to submit his concert review was due that night, so he often started writing before the concert was over, in the dark.
Did you have a flashlight?
At times. Times, no.
Yeah, okay. So it's hard to see.
Sometimes it was pitch black.
And you're surrounded sometimes, or a lot of times, by people going nuts,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
How does that play into it?
It can go both ways. Sometimes it actually adds to the atmosphere of the situation, and sometimes it's a total distraction.
Tunis wrote about all kinds of music, from rock to jazz, Cajun, folk, and avant-garde. He says he focused on being honest about a performance.
The job of a critic is to present an opinion that is hopefully informed, that is not biased. And bias means if you have a personal like or dislike, that kind of goes beside. And try to impart, one, what happened. You want to give some factual accounts of what happened. And also give your opinion of it and hopefully give some reasons as to why you're doing that.
Not all of his concert reviews were liked by the performers.
A couple times, but not very often. We got an angry phone call from Hank Williams Jr. one time, who didn't like what I had written about him. And it's been so long ago I can't even remember what it was I wrote about him, but I guess I didn't like the concert.
During the last 15 years, Tunis says there's less attention devoted to covering the performing arts in the media, and his job changed from reviewing a concert to previewing it.
How concerts and everything are presented is different. The ticket prices are certainly different. But the biggest thing is just the changes within journalism itself and the changes within the newspaper industry, because it's leaving us.
One of the biggest tributes to Tunis came when the Eagles asked him to write a foreword for their 18-record box set. Signed, Walter Tunis, Lexington, Kentucky, July 2018. The last paragraph reads,
"It's a legacy so expansive you could be rocking out in the border, languishing in the darkest corridors of the Hotel California, or yes, even standing on that famed corner in Winslow, Arizona. An Eagle song will always be close at hand. That's how a great legacy works. It represents music made for its time, but welcomed back for all times."
Tuna says he has no plans to stop writing about music, and he's looking for new places to do that. Off the Beaten Path in Lexington with Walter Tunis, I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.